It's time for the children's story. So come on up if you'd like to hear a story about Superman. And Superman's friends. We have a lot of people, a lot of kids in the church. He was walking like, what? Okay, come on up. Can't follow that. Who likes superheroes? What is your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man. Spider-Pig.
Really?
Green Lantern.
Ooh, Green Lantern.
Super Baby.
Yeah, Super Baby. Oh, there's a Superman. Hey, more.
Flash.
Oh, Flash. You know, when I was you guys' age, I didn't know any of those superheroes. Oh, we got one more.
Accelerate.
I didn't hear that one.
Accelerate.
Oh, Accelerate. Ooh, wow. When I was your age, I didn't know any of those. Now, they were around back in the day, but we didn't have a TV, so you know, I was kind of deprived. And parents wouldn't let us have comic books. So, when I was in second grade, we had a boy in my class, Mikey, who was totally into Superman. This guy loved Superman. Now, I don't want to give any of his secrets away, but he liked Superman so much, he had Superman pajamas. Yeah, I know. Seriously, Superman pajamas. And he, in the morning, before he got to school, he wouldn't take his pajamas off. He would just put his clothes on over them. And he would come to school that way. Now, I don't know how many recesses do you guys have? Do you guys have recess still? You do? Okay, we had two recesses every day. How many, you guys have recess? Okay, cool. So it's still the same. It's not like, haven't completely changed school. So the you have three recesses? God, we had two. I guess we had one at lunchtime. So we had two recesses a day. And we'd go out in the playground. You have three? Wow. And we'd say, okay, what do you guys want to do for recess? What did Mikey say? Let's play Superman! So we'd like, okay. So Regina, she'd say, okay, I want to be the person that gets saved. And so Regina would like run over here, and she'd sit in the corner. And then Mikey would be, I'm Superman, I call it. And I didn't know what to do, so I was always Batman. And then my other friend, he was Greg, he was the Hulk. And then there was, let's see, Batman, Superman, the Hulk. Oh, and then Bonnie. Bonnie was what? Wonder Woman. And so we say, okay, ready, go. And Regina would run over the corner. Help. And then I would go. And I'd run the other way. Because that was Batman's song. He had a cool theme song. And then the Hulk, Greg, he'd be like that. And then Mikey would tear open his shirt because he had snaps. And he'd run up on top of something. I better not go too high, I'll get hurt. And he'd find something and he'd go, pew, and he'd jump off of it. And then he'd go, and he'd jump off of it. And the whole time, Regina's over here going, help, help, help. And we'd be like, ba na 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 na. And then he'd be going, pew. And we would do that all recess long. And Regina, help, she never got saved. And then Mrs. Basham would be like, okay, whoo, to blow her whistle, and we'd go in. Second recess would happen. What do you think we'd do? Hey, what do you guys want to do? Let's play a superhero. I'm Superman. I'm Batman. I'm the Hulk. I'm Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman. She'd be like, she'd fly around because she had an invisible plane. No one could see it. And guess what Regina would do? Help, the building's burning. Or help, the flood's coming. And we'd be like, no, 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 no. And then everybody'd be like, pew. And then guess what? School would be over. And then know what we would do? We would go home, and you know what? We all lived on the same block. And what would we do? What do you guys want to play? Superman! Okay, so here we go again. Ready? And then Regina, help, help, the building's burning. Well, Mikey loved Superman so much. Like I said, he never even took his pajamas off. I don't even know what they smelled like. He decided that he was Superman. And so my mom used to babysit him until his mom came home from work. And we're like, Mikey, you know, you're really not Superman, you know. Because, yes, I am. I can totally fly. Like, Mikey, you can't fly. Yes, I can. So what do you think Mikey did? Mikey went into the house, and he got one of my mom's bath towels. And when you're like Aiden's size, he was bigger than Aiden, he put that cape on, and he climbed a tree in our backyard. And Mikey went, ha, 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 ha. Well, he was really high up. He was at least like 4 or 5 feet off the ground. And Mikey jumped out of the tree. But you know what Mikey didn't do? Mikey didn't fly. Mikey fell like a brick. And he landed right on his arm. And when Mikey got up, he wasn't anybody's hero. He was like, oh, my arm. So I had to go, Mom, Mikey's hurt. So she came outside. And my mom was a nurse, and she was like really, really smart. She's like, Mikey, what's wrong? It hurts when I go like this. So you know what she said? Don't go like that. But that didn't help much. So mom took Mikey to the doctor, and Mikey's arm was broken. I think back on that. I think, you know, all these superheroes, I mean, Batman, he can, like, jump off tall buildings. I mean, he didn't really save Regina. And I could go, ba-na-na-na-na, and have cool stuff, you know. But who was the real superhero? Mom. Mom loved helping people. She just loved it. That was mom's role. Who do you think we're talking about, too? There's somebody else that just loves to help us.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus just loves to help us. And it doesn't matter what trouble we're in. We could be Regina over here. But Jesus is always there to help us. He's kind of like the super ultra hero. All right, you guys, let's pray real quick. Jesus, thank you so much for being our superhero. We love you, and we're so thankful that you're there to help us. In thy name, amen. Are we staying up here for a little bit, or are we going back? All right, back to your seats. Let's see who's flying.
Good morning. You know, one morning before church, this father gave to his son two coins just like this, equal coins. They were the same year, basically the same type of marks, equal coins. And he said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? This is for you. And this coin is for Jesus. So he gave it to the kid. The kid put his coins in his pocket and started walking to church and walking to church. And while he was playing with the coins up and down, he grabbed the coins. But in one moment, one of the coins just rolled over and went down, 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 and book, went down to the drain. I was looking over there and looking over there, and he said, now that's a big problem because that was Jesus' coin. And sometimes we do that when it comes to offerings and tithe. Sometimes we leave the last thing for Jesus, but Jesus has promised that he will open the gates of heaven for those that are faithful. Let's be faithful with God, and let's be joyful with the offerings that we give today. So the deacons will collect at this point the tithe and offerings. Let's pray. Sorry. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. Lord, in these days, there's such a large of people without jobs. Whether we have a job or not, we continue seeing your blessings. Lord, through this week, while difficult, of course, we have received blessings, countless blessings to our lives. And Lord, we ask you that we continue to be faithful to your order to give the 10%, but also be joyful to give our offerings. In Jesus' name, amen.
We've come to that moment of worship when we center our thoughts on God's word. So I invite you to take your Bible or follow on the screen, Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 17, as we meditate together. Isaiah 59, verse 17. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. May God bless as we meditate on these inspired words. This is our family time of prayer, a very, very important time in our worship service, when we unitedly join in requesting, in praising, in worshiping, in meditation and prayer. There may be some very specific prayer requests here this morning. Are there some that we would like to indicate with maybe just an uplifted hand, unspoken request, just something we want to remember? Yes, God sees each one. I invite those who are able to kneel, and those who'd rather sit, that's okay. Let's pray together. Our Father and our God, this morning we come with hearts overflowing with gratitude to you for who you are. You're such an awesome God. You provide for all of our needs and much, much more. Lord, we're much too stingy with our offerings of praise. And so this morning we want to remember you in a very special way and thank you for being who you are, the one in control of this universe, as well as in control of our lives. This morning, we would also thank you for Jesus, for his sacrifice on Calvary's cross that gives us the hope of tomorrow, but also the hope of life for all eternity. Lord, we come this morning pleading his precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins. We are all frail. We are weak. We are sinful. But Lord, this morning you've promised that if we will cast all of these things upon you, that if we will but seek forgiveness, that you will offer it to us. And so this morning, Lord, cleanse us. Make us pure. May we be able to go from this, your house of worship, with a sense of your presence, with a sense of the cleansed lives that you would want us to have. Lord, you see in the middle of our bulletin this long list of petitions and requests. You understand each one. You feel the pain of each heart. You know the burden of each prayer. And we just hold those up to you, Lord, this morning in a very, very special way and pray that your Spirit would intervene, that your sweet will would be done, that your name, your reputation can be exalted and honored. Lord, this morning we would hold up our pastor, Pastor Will, as he brings to us the word of life. May the live coal, Lord, from off the altar touch his lips, and may your Holy Spirit speak through him, and may that same Spirit work in our hearts that we may sense and understand the lesson or lessons that you have for us to learn this day so that we can indeed be more like Jesus. Lord, bless us as we fellowship together, as we share this moment of worship this morning. May you be exalted, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is a special service. This is a special sermon. This is a sermon that's a children's sermon. So, kids, this message is for you especially. And you know what you're going to do right now? You're going to come up front, and you guys get the front rows just all by yourselves. So come on up. Got to get the front rows. Rows of benches. You got to take the rows up here. So come on up, guys. Now, since this is your sermon, and I know that you all like to share, are you going to let your moms and dads listen in on your sermon? Yeah? This is just for you, but you can share, right? Well, moms and dads, this message is for you too. So I've made something just special for us adults. You guys can take the second row here if you need. Awesome. This is going to work out good. Let's see if this is working. This will be perfect. We're going to have, well, you'll see, some surprise. Technical difficulties. Ah, there we go. All right, so you guys know what the sermon title is today, right? Superman. You remember your children's story? Oh, very good, very good. Well, the reason I really wanted to share this with you today is because when I was younger, older than you, I had a different understanding, maybe of you guys, of Jesus. And I didn't really understand who Jesus was until I read the Bible through. And one of the books that I read was in the book of Isaiah. Now, when I started reading Isaiah, it was really long. And it took me a long time to read Isaiah. And most of it I found kind of hard to read. There was some pretty hard stuff that God's people, Israel, were going through. And I, boy, this is a pretty not positive book. I can't wait to get through it. But then I came across this verse, Isaiah 59:17. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing. And he wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. And that imagery changed my whole perspective about who Jesus was. You see, at the time, I knew Jesus was kind, loving, and my friend, but I kind of felt like he had to save me because he was responsible only. Like, well, he's in trouble. I better save the world. And I didn't feel special. I didn't feel like God really liked me. But when I heard this verse for the first time, it changed everything because the word zeal meant something to me. So are you guys ready? Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, as we open up your word tonight, we ask that your spirit would touch our hearts and our minds. Help us, Lord, to see who you are, how much you love us, how much you are our friend, how much you are our Savior. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, I need help from somebody to come out. Ah, here he is, here he is. Now, you see, what I learned was throughout the world, people have a whole bunch of different ideas about Jesus. Some people think Jesus was like a really smart dude, right? Like he was only a prophet. And some people think he was like a really cool guy, like kind of what we understand is like a hippie. You know, peace, man, I love everybody. Yeah, yeah, make happy, not war. But, you know what? It's not that Jesus isn't your friend. He's your friend, right? And was Jesus a prophet? You bet he was. But Jesus was a lot of things. And he wants you to understand all the different things about who he is. You guys want to say thank you? Say thank you. Guy in white hair. Yeah, I had all different kinds of ideas of who Jesus was, but they weren't really what he wanted me to understand. You see, you got to read his word so you know what he's like. That's why we have Sabbath school, right? We come to church in the morning real early, and we read and we learn about the Bible, so we learn who Jesus is. And that's why mom and dad, they have worship with you, right? They want you to know who Jesus is. Oh, sorry. Oh, don't get stuck on this one. All right, let me read to you this text again. Isaiah 59:17. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and the helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and he wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. Isaiah 59:17. Now, I need somebody else to come out and help me out. Who might that be? Superman. All right, let's see if you can line up just right. Hold on, we're going to see if this will work. Oh, is the cape going? We'll crank it up. Okay, would he spin this way a little bit? Yes, there it is. Good stuff. Now, you see, what stuck out in my mind when I read this verse was that. You see, the only thing that I associated with a cloak was Superman. Because what's so cool about Superman's costume? Well, let me show you. Without his costume, what does he look like? Well, he looks like Woody, I know, but... Superman looks like a crazy dude with underwear on top of his pants. Let's just admit it. But when he puts on the cape... Oh, everything changes. Boom. That's what you focus on, right? Now, when I was a kid, I had two favorite characters, and both had capes. Super Gonzo. Super Gonzo and Batman. And what I used to do at home, I didn't jump out of trees because I knew that I could hurt myself. What I did was I jumped on mom's and dad's couch when they weren't home. Don't try that at home, kids. What I used to do was they had a really long couch, right, in the living room, and I could run in my house from the dining room at the couch on one end, and I'd jump, do a head tuck, roll, and bounce off the couch with my cape on and fly. And I'd hit all my brother's pillows and stuff. It was so fun. I love the feeling of flying. But, you know, it wasn't as cool until I had my cape on. What do you think a cape makes you feel like? Which ideas do you have? Makes you feel like you have wings? Does it make you feel super cool?
It makes you feel like you're super.
It makes you feel like you're super. You got it. If you don't have a cape on, are you necessarily a superhero?
Yes.
Well, you know, Batman doesn't have superpowers, but he's got a cape. Right? Well, that text really touched my heart because it's what is associated with the cape, zeal. Have you guys ever heard of that word before?
No.
It's not a big word, but it's what maybe your mom and dad would know. Zeal is a special word, and it really means something in the book of Isaiah. All right, Woody, you're like eyes dried out? All right, you can take a seat, man. Thank you. Say thank you, Woody.
Thank you,
Woody. Muscles. I'll turn the fan off. Well, let me help you understand the days of Isaiah. This was not a good time in Israel's history. Things weren't going good. The people had forgotten about God. And that's not a good thing. They begin to enjoy their sins. They begin to purposely not worship God. And their sins, as in Isaiah throughout the book tells, it was their sins that were separating them from God. Now, what do you think God felt like? Any ideas? God felt like trash? That's pretty good. His heart was breaking. He didn't like that his people were forgetting about him. It broke his heart. If they would only come back to him, he could fix it. Well, let me read a few verses around and see if this helps you understand a little bit better. This is Isaiah 59. This is an adult. You can follow along. This is verse 15, the last half of verse 15. Or I'll start from 15. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and he was displeased. There was no justice. So even if people wanted to be good, guess what happened? They get in trouble by everyone else around them. Even if you wanted to do good, you couldn't because you get either made fun of or beat up. Verse 16, he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and from his righteousness he upheld him. I'm going to skip down to verse 21. And as for me, this is my covenant. This is God speaking. This is my covenant with them, my people. My spirit is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, and out of the mouth of your children, nor out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and forever. Do you know, God looked through all his people, and he was sad because not one of his people wanted to do something about it. Have you ever been, well, bad and felt bad about it? I have. Well, imagine the people of Israel. They've been so, well, bad for so long. They felt bad about themselves. They couldn't even feel good enough to approach God or even want to ask for help. They were quiet. They were sad. And that broke God's heart. So you know what God did? He did it himself. He became the Messiah, the intercessor, the Savior, the Superman for his people. Who put on the breastplate of righteousness? God did. Who put on the helmet? Anybody? God did. Who wore that cool cape?
Me.
God did. We know him by Jesus. He came and he saved us. He provided the means so that we could be with him forever. Now, what's so special about a cape anyways? Why does that mean anything to you and me? Click, click. 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 Ah! All right, have you ever memorized this text out of Ephesians 6? It's called the armor of God. Yeah? Some of the same stuff that you find in Isaiah is found in Ephesians. You guys ever heard of the guy named Paul? Yeah. That's in the New Testament. Well, did you know that he uses the same words, most of the same words, for what we find in Isaiah? Do you think that's a coincidence? He talks about a helmet and a breastplate and clothes and some other stuff that's very much like what we find in Isaiah. Pretty unique. But he doesn't mention cloak. So that's what I want to talk on just a little bit. All right. See the cloak there on a soldier? That's a Roman soldier. What do you think a cloak was good for? Any ideas? Keeping you from sunburn. All right, not a bad idea. Huh? Keeps you from getting wet. That's really important.
To let your teammates know that you're on their side.
Yeah, that's pretty good. If it's a special color or something, right? All right, what else?
If it's green, you won't, get teased.
If it's green, you won't get teased. I don't know. You're thinking, that's good. What else? Well, I think somebody mentioned the most important one. It was made out of usually animal skin. It was leather. It was usually lamb in the Roman army. Yeah, lamb is really supple leather. And they used it when they would march in bad weather because it would keep them warm and it would keep them dry. How many of you have ever been soaked to the bone, caught in a rainstorm? What'd you feel like? You felt horrible, huh? Did you feel like doing anything other than like shivering and chattering your teeth? No. What else? Yeah, you felt cool, that's for sure. You were cold. They needed those capes to keep them protected, to keep them ready at any time to do what they needed to do. If they didn't have the cape, they could be cold, they could be wet, and when you feel cold and wet, you don't feel like doing anything. You're kind of grumpy, huh? Well, let's move on to the word zeal. Now, this picture of Superman, what's so different about it? Does he look like he's tired? No. What does he look like?
That he's really, like, he has, like, a lot of energy.
Like he's got a lot of energy. You're right. Do you know that that's kind of what we call zeal? If you have a lot of zeal, are you sleepy?
No.
No. If you have zeal, are you excited? Yeah. What else? You got your hand raised.
Weird.
Yeah, some people have so much zeal in a way that it's not good. I'm kind of right on that part. Well, let's see if I can... I got to read the subscript on that. All right, zeal in Hebrew is kine. So don't forget that word, kine. It means zeal. And what we understand zeal to mean is you got a lot of passion. And when you have passion, do you look like Superman like this?
No.
Of course you do. Or do you kind of look like this?
Yeah.
Superman's here to save the day. Get ready, it's going to be great. Ha, ha. Ooh, fear me, enemies. No.
Yes.
He's ready to go. He's got intensity. Yeah?
No.
Do you know what intensity is?
No.
Ask your parents. I don't want to do that now. But I think you're getting the idea. If you've got zeal, you've got energy. You've got a reason to do stuff with passion. What else? You're excited to do it. You want to do it. You're not asked to do it because you have to. Like, oh, I'm Superman. I've got to get in a funny suit and save people because nobody else will do it. You never saw that in the Superman comics, did you? Or anything else? Did you ever see Jesus in the Bible kind of like that too? Like, I'm here to save the world. I hope they get it. No. He liked it. He loved it. He had zeal. Now, this is for mostly the adults. How many of the adults remember an old television series called A-Team? Ha, ha, ha. I'll admit it. I used to watch it when I was a little squirt. Well, this kind of came to mind because there is a connection between what we find in Ephesians and you. Do you know what happens when you put on God's helmet of righteousness and his breastplate and his shoes and all of this stuff? These are God's equipment for you to live by. Do you remember the story of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Four boys that got captured. Do you know what God did with four young boys? Oh, you do. Are you confident you know?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me one story about those four boys.
They got sent
to the big fireplace, right? And did they die?
No.
No. What else? You forgot. Okay. What else? God was with them. Now, do you think they took what God provided them? Did they take God's provisions? Did they take the helmet of righteousness and a breastplate and all those things that God gives you to do his work? Oh, I believe so. Think of it this way. He sent four boys in a way that really nobody would expect. Those four boys turned the Babylonian Empire up upside down. Would you believe if I ever told you a story that four little boys, probably in their early teens, turned over an empire that believed in anything but God to one day to worship the one and only God? That's amazing. Would you believe me?
No.
That's crazy. But you see, God loves to do stuff like that. He loves to do it with you, too. Now, if God, the Messiah, had a cape of zeal, a helmet, and a breastplate, and those are things he used, do you think you get to use them?
Yes,
no, you don't know? Maybe? Well, guess what you get to do after the sermon? You get to ask your parents to find Ephesians 6 for you, and you get to read it yourself. With your parents. Hello? Come on. All right. Wait a minute. That didn't work. Okay, I got the notes up here. All right, so this is the message for the parents. When you guys grow up, when you get older, did you know that it's easy to feel bad sometimes if you do something wrong? So bad that you don't feel like even God likes you? Usually, when we get older, when we do something wrong, we don't feel like talking to God. We don't think God likes us enough or loves us enough to save us. But you know what this text in Isaiah tells us? God loves to save. He loves it. He lives for it. In fact, it says he has zeal. He's excited to do this, no matter what you did or how far you went. God loves to save. And for the adults, you should never, ever feel that we are too bad or unworthy to be saved. And all that he used to be the Messiah, he has provided for you. When you feel like you don't have the energy or the zeal to do what you need, to be with Jesus, to love Jesus, to share Jesus, you know what God gives you? Everything you need if you ask and you take for it. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being, well, a Savior that loves to save. We thank you for being a God that has zeal for us. We thank you for having passion, Lord, and loves every minute of doing what it takes to get us home to you. Lord, I pray that these children especially will never forget that everything they need to know you, to draw close to you, you've provided. Just like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord, you provide, Lord, what they need to not just to turn their world upside down, but the whole world too. Lord, thank you for hearing us and bless us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. All right. Can we all stand up for our closing hymn? All right. You guys can stand right here. Don't move.
Like a mighty army. soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Crowns and thrones have perished, constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against that church prevail. We have Christ on can never fail. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with us your voices in the triumph song. Honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages, cross of Jesus going on before.
Since it was your sermon today, guess who gets to go to lunch?
Yes. Her. Yeah.
But not by yourselves. Who has to go with you?
Your parents.
Your parents, that's right. So you guys get dismissed first, and we're going to pray for our food right here, because how many of you are hungry?
Me!
Oh, good, good, good. All right, let's pray for our food, okay?
I want to go this way,
another time. We got potluck, so let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the food we're about to eat. And thank you, Lord, for these children who love you and are excited to be here. Touch their hearts and fill their tummies, Lord, just now. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Now, on your way out, get your moms and your dads.
Yes. Well, I need my marshmallows.
You need marshmallows?